Welcome to 500 Open Tabs. My name's Hannah Hillam.
I'm Kaveh Taharian.
And we're your hosts.
Yes. Are we ever going to get this?
No.
Correct? No, we're never going to get it.
Nope.
Never going to get it. Anyway, today is a very, 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 very special episode because it's going to be our first show ever that we have a guest. And she's sort of a guest, but really she's family to this podcast. A guest implies a stranger, but this is our very own editor, our animator, but most importantly, our friend. Please welcome to the show, Alyssa Cooper. Alyssa, welcome.
Hi, thank you. That was such a lovely intro.
Hi, Alyssa.
It's good to see you again.
Alyssa makes this thing happen.
I try to do my best.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Big awkward pause.
You make
after
us
that. Sorry
actually
about
that. Sound. What's that? Oh, yeah.
Nothing. I'm making it
a good
weird.
Start.
Okay.
That's what we need.
Alyssa is the person that, as she said, makes us look competent. I don't know if I'd go that far, but we're clear
Y'all
and you can hear
competent.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can hear us, but she is also a very talented illustrator. In fact, we met her originally at Los Angeles Comic Con, the convention that happened in December. She took initiative.
I met her earlier than that. So.
Oh, that's true. You did. Yeah.
That's true.
We met at WonderCon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been wanting to be your friend for like 3 years now.
Oh, no. Are you disappointed now that it finally happened?
No, and I'm so excited.
And all that comes with that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We met at WonderCon 2021, I think.
Yeah, I think that's
like,
right.
Yeah. It's like my third convention. And then she came to say hi at San Diego.
Yep. Yep. And then you drew my cats and I was
that's right.
over the moon. Yeah. They're my background. It's great.
That's so cute. And that's how I met Alyssa, just kind of in and out at the conventions. And then you had a booth at LA and then
I did. Yeah. Yeah. That was my first booth and, got to meet, well, like officially meet in like a business sense, both of you. And they talked to me about this podcast and I was like, this sounds great.
Yeah.
How can I help?
Listen, we have this very professional podcast that no one wants to know about or to listen to with no money. What makes you think you can join this podcast?
It kind of was that.
It was. It was like, we're going to ask you, but also slightly beg because we don't know. It was funny because Kaveh was like, you need to go around and pitch this and practice pitching this podcast.
Yeah.
And so I was walking around. I was like, oh, I'll go try it on Alyssa. And I was like, can I pitch the podcast? And she's like, sure. And then I
immediately
meet it and she's like, do you need an editor? And I was like,
I think she meant that for your pitch specifically. She was like, that needs to be a little bit shorter.
Hey, so notes.
Try again. Start at the beginning. But yeah, and the rest is history.
And here we are.
And here we are on the day of your birth. We were talking, we had our weekly meeting, and it turns out that this episode is going to be released on Alyssa's birthday. So we said, happy birthday. You get to be on
happy
the show.
Birthday.
It's the best gift I could ask for.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
That's a lie.
It's more work for you, unfortunately, now. It's the first episode with three people on it. We're like, happy birthday, more work.
Have fun.
Have fun.
No, my birthday wish is that all my friends listen to this episode. So
they better.
I'll know.
Yeah. I'll fight them if they don't.
Yeah.
Me and Kaveh immediately get angry about it.
It's true. Yeah. We get very protective of Alyssa specifically.
It's like, I'll find them.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, should we get going?
Yeah, so the structure of today will be a little bit different because we have a third person. So we decided to do three mini tabs, although because Alyssa is our guest, we're going to let her take the floor first and she can go as long as she needs to. And then Hannah and I might cram in two quick tabs at the end. But we're experimenting. We don't quite know how this is going to go. Obviously, we've never done it in this style before, but we're excited to do it and we're excited, thrilled. I sound cheesy, but I mean this sincerely. We're very excited that Alyssa's our first. I'm trying to be nice about it, right? We're very excited that Alyssa's the first person to be on the show. So we're very excited to hear your tab. Yeah, it did.
I had a lot, like, I was trying to figure out what tab I wanted to bring. And I was like, I don't want it to be too much of a downer. But
with
also, like, everything's kind of a downer.
I'm sensitive.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, a historical downer isn't as bad as, like, current events, so we'll
current
go with that.
Downers.
Current downer, yeah. Contemporary.
I'd be like,
downer.
Oh, that's an interesting article. Oh no, it ends bad. Okay. Today we're going to talk about a tab I found on New York Times. It's called "Ghosts on a Glacier."
Oh.
Ooh.
Ghost stories on a glacier.
And I was excited because of ghosts, but spoiler alert, there's no ghosts.
You can't prove that. Oh. You don't know. Ghosts may right. exist.
I haven't climbed this mountain. It's about this climbing expedition that happened about 50 years ago. And a group of 8 people went up and a group of 6 came down.
Mm. Whoa, okay. Suspicious. This is the kind of crap I love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, this is still a good story. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
So we'll start with the mountain. The mountain is Mount Aconcagua, which is in Argentina. And it is one of the world's 7 summits. So it's like, it's tall. It's the tallest in the Western Hemisphere. It's, I think Everest is the only one that's actually taller than it. So it's a big guy.
Almost as tall as Mount Doom.
Almost.
Have you measured Mount Doom?
I have. I've climbed it. I went up with 5 other people and then 4 of us came down, Hannah. Don't make me make you be the third person. Why am I so hostile to you?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Look, you're in a safe space, okay? You can be hostile. I don't care. I'm okay. Always prepared for it.
Ready to scrap.
I'm ready.
But like I said, tallest mountain in the Western Hemisphere, it's about 22,800 feet. Like,
it's quite high.
And it was first successfully summited in 1897. And then the route that we're talking about today wasn't complete successfully until 1934.
Oh, wow.
And so this mountain is considered technically easy when climbing the 7 summits.
Out of the 7 other ones, it's easy.
Yeah, they're it's maybe the easier one, but the route that we're talking about today is not easy. It's called the Polish route. And
wow, why the slight against the Polish?
Yeah, what'd they ever do wrong?
Yeah,
they got to name it because they were the group that in 1934.
So it's
they were
not like a slur from that's the how many Polish people does it take to climb the mountain or some horrible old racist joke.
I can see where that lead up kind of felt like that. So this is going great so far.
It is. Listen, we told you we might derail you.
Yes.
I expected it. Okay, so now we know about our mountain. We're going to go back to 1973. Nice. And this group of 7 Americans, it will be 8, but 7 Americans decide that they want to try the 5th attempt at the Polish route.
Dang.
They were like, we're going to go. And there was a lot of buzz about this group because there was a NASA engineer and people in the 70s like space.
Yeah.
pretty into it.
They were very, yeah.
And so this group of men were like, all right, let's get our group together. We're going to do weekend hikes. We're going to get to know each other and make sure we're trained for this. And then several months later, after they've all met, they add in the final member of their group. And her name is Janet Johnson.
All right.
So our only female. And
oh, okay.
I feel kind of bad that she did not get to go on the get to know you hikes.
She just comes in there.
She came in late.
Blind.
She didn't get to be part of the training montage.
Yeah. Right. She was oh, so me.
Yeah.
Hi. By the way. Yeah. It makes for an awkward hike.
It feels like a weird choice. Mm-hmm. And Janet is kind of an eclectic woman. She is an avid mountaineer. She has climbed all of the Colorado 14ers. She's done Kilimanjaro. She's done, I think, McKinley. She's
oh wow,
accomplished. She knows what she's doing. And the rest of the group has some mountaineering experience, but also it's just a weird cast. There's a lawyer, a psychiatrist, a doctor, a dairy farmer.
This is every topic we've covered on the podcast.
It's Billy Bob.
Billy Bob's there.
He came back.
He's back.
He's climbing mountains now.
I love this setup to a joke. That's what this sounds like, a setup to a joke.
They all walk into a mountain.
A lawyer.
Two of them
die.
Two of them are hilarious.
Super dead.
A police officer and a student. So that's our group.
Whoa.
It's a very weird kind of motley crew.
It is.
they all fly to Argentina. And like I said, there's a lot of interest in this group because it's the fifth attempt. And they're like, oh, NASA engineer. And now, oh, there's a woman. Like,
I didn't know they could climb.
That's it. That's just as impressive as being a NASA engineer.
And a she's woman? Coming too.
Wow.
She can walk too.
Crazy.
Where's her children? So, everyone wants to know.
Yeah.
Everyone is worried that she doesn't have children. Oh, and gosh. She's like, I will not have those.
Oh, wow. Good
for her. So they get off the plane and a reporter and photographer like are there to interview them. And after interviewing them, the reporter like leans over to the photographer and he's like, make sure you get everyone's picture because I don't think everyone's coming back from this. Which is like wild.
I would be like, and I'm gone. I'm leaving.
Yeah. It's me. I'm not even gonna go up. Yeah. Like,
I know right now I'm the one who dies.
In my head, I see them focusing on one person, like, and just like making it very obvious. Yeah.
Not they're all like, of us are coming back.
It's the woman.
How did you know that?
Yeah. They're like, why are there 50 pictures of her and then like one wide picture of the rest of them?
I was just guessing.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, okay. Janet does not survive this story.
Oh, Janet.
Oh, no.
Okay. Neither does our NASA engineer. His name is John what? Cooper, by the way.
John Cooper. You John related?
Cooper. Yep.
Cooper's
probably not.
Not a common last name, as we all know.
No, you never hear it.
Never.
So yeah, the reporter is like, this group has a weird vibe. They don't seem like they even know each other. They have a lot of equipment, but I don't feel like they know what they're doing. Mm. And so the reporter is like already uneasy about this. Which I thought was interesting considering where it goes.
Yeah.
And then they get to their base camp, which for the story, there's a base camp and then there's three camps every 2000 feet. Mm-hmm. And so your goal as you're climbing, I'm not a mountaineer by any means.
Me neither.
Is to make it to each camp and then reacclimate and eventually get to the summit. But so they get to base camp and their manager also thinks that there's something weird with the dynamic.
Vibe check is not, does not pass it's the not, vibe check.
It's not going well. He's like, no one here seems to want to work together. So this should be a fun climb. Mm.
Despite all those, like the montage of hikes they did together.
That's what surprised me. I was like, well, I thought they all knew each other, but I don't know. So the other tricky thing about this story is that we don't know much considering how many people were able to tell the story coming down and how like affected they were by oxygen deprivation.
Yeah.
Oh.
So their stories don't necessarily make a lot of sense. And it's not, and like, that's part of the mystery is that for a reason or is it because they didn't have oxygen or is it both?
Cool.
So, okay. So they make it to base camp. Everyone's already like maybe a little bit miserable.
Dude, it sucks. Have you guys ever been like above like 10,000 feet when you keep going and going and going?
I have.
It's awful. Yeah. It's like, it's bad. Loopy as shit.
Yeah. We're not supposed to go up that high.
No. just being too high up in like the Rocky Mountains, it's like, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
I grew up in Colorado, but I've been out in California for 8 years. And so now when I go back to visit, I'm like, oh, it's so dry.
Same with Utah. I walk up the stairs in Utah and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, everyone here can't breathe. Nobody here can breathe.
No.
Yeah.
And like, as a kid, I didn't believe that. I was like, what's altitude sickness?
I can handle it.
California has ruined me.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad's like, let's go cross-country skiing. And I'm like, absolutely not.
I'm good. No.
The dry air. Never. I can't breathe any of this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds also I heard
that you've heard of Utah and Colorado being
Utah,
described
as...
Yeah. I knew. How did I know? I was trying to talk faster so you wouldn't like put that in there, but you did, and I'm proud of you. Have you ever heard of how Utah and Colorado are nicknamed the Suicide Belt?
No.
Suicide Belt. You never heard of
that? Is it because we're all oxygen deprived?
Yes. That is 100% why.
Like there's a higher level of suicides that happen in those two states?
Yes. In those two, in like the Rocky Mountain states, especially Colorado and Utah, yeah. And they think it's because of like partly because of oxygen deprivation. your fellow suicide builder.
I wonder if that plays out with like other places that are higher up too, like other cities.
Yeah.
Like Cusco and Peru or something. Like, I'm curious as to
open a tab.
Correlation. Yeah.
Okay. So I got us to base camp. Then they get to camp one. And at this point, three people are like, okay, we're done. We're not going any further.
Give up.
We're already done. This is terrible.
They're DJ Khaled on Hot Ones. They just give up after like the first two wings.
Yeah. They only made it to camp one.
Not like, about that life.
Notably, their leader stays back.
What?
So they are like, they don't have a guide for the rest of this.
Wait, which one was the leader?
It was a lawyer. I wrote it down. It's gone.
It's okay. Anyways, but it's the lawyer, though, is the stereotype that we wanted to make fun of. Yeah. I wanted to know which one to ridicule.
Okay. You can, go for it. For not just like being a part of the group.
Yeah. Thanks, lawyer.
So then they try to make it to camp two, which they do successfully, but everyone is miserable. Like, everybody wants to give up and die.
Why am I laughing?
That sounds like Hannah on every podcast wanting to give up and die. Every episode. They're like, just bury me in the snow.
Listen, even a tiny little thing that goes wrong, my brain is like, just get out of
just
this
give
existence.
Up.
I hate to, okay.
I relate.
So Janet at one point says those words.
Janet, my girl.
I know, I was like.
So Janet's like, I want to kill myself.
She was sort of like, leave me here to die. Which is
Hannah Hill encoded.
Kind of. It seems that way.
I left her.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
All right. Camp three. They get to camp three.
Okay.
Their psychiatrist loses all sorts of coordination and like can't put on his shoes, which is a sign that like his brain is swelling.
Yeah.
Ew.
So it could be deadly. And so one of the last remaining members is like, I'll take him back to base camp. Like, he's done. And also they weren't sure that he would make it back because he was obviously uncoordinated. He does make it back. He was fine.
Yeah.
But now our group is down to four people.
So we have Janet and Mr. Cooper.
We have Janet.
John Cooper.
And then we have these two others, Zeller and McMillan. And okay, those are the dairy farmer.
Hey.
That's who you want.
Yeah, you don't want to. Honestly, the toughest person out of all of this would be the farmer.
That's actually, though, probably.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Like, they actually probably have, like, endurance.
Do you guys know? I know, like, multiple children of farmers, and they're the absolute hardest workers I've ever met in my life.
100%.
Honor.
I could
farmer
never farm.
Kids are, like, so hardcore.
Nothing gets to them. Nothing can bring them.
They're
it's
just
insane.
Like, just keep working. Just keep going.
They're also the ones
to a degree that's slightly like unhealthy where I'm like, you should probably take a break. And they're like, no, I can't.
Never.
I was born into this lifestyle.
Yeah. No, nothing but respect for farmers and farmers' kids.
For real. Yeah. So dairy farmer is up there and then the police officer. So that's who we've got. This sounds like a game of Clue.
It does. Yeah.
It was the dairy farmer on the mountain.
On the mountain.
Gabby, let's take
a pickaxe.
Bet. Who's going to leave next?
Who's going to... The cop.
Yeah.
I say the dairy farmer goes all the way.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Okay.
I think that's a solid guess.
Okay.
Knowing the end of the story.
You already know.
I take that bet.
Go on.
Okay. So they are like, all right, it's a sunny day at Camp 3. I think we can make it to the summit today. Like, we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. They only have 2,000 more feet to go.
Only.
Only.
They're already at 20,000 feet at this point. So like the extra 2,000 is like 30% more brain swelling essentially while they go up.
There's no air left. And so they have some high hopes, but they're like, we don't need to bring all of our equipment. Like, we're going to make it to the summit.
What?
Famous last words.
They don't. It gets dark and it's cold. And they're like, all right, we should probably stop for the night. So they like dig out an ice cave and they have those like space blankets. That's pretty much all they brought.
Yeah, like,
like the tinfoil things.
Aluminum ones. Yeah, yeah.
The aluminum, yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, all right, here's our night. And so in the morning, John Cooper has had it. He's like, nope. I'm done. I'm going back.
Oh.
And the other three are like, well, you seem fine. You don't need anyone to go with you, right? And so John goes. And that is the last that we see of John.
Oh, no.
Sad.
So now Bummer. It's the three of them. And it's very slow going. The snow is like waist deep. It's treacherous terrain. They are like within sight of the summit. But then Zeller and McMillan turn around and Janet's gone.
What?
She's disappeared?
Gone. They were like, she was just right here. And so they start searching for her and they hear her like little voice.
Oh, no.
And she's 100 feet off the trail and she's like, just leave me here.
Again, very Hannah.
Just leave me here.
I'm good. I
no
wanted
worries
this.
Either way.
Like, nope,
I've achieved all I wanted.
Don't go out of your way. I don't want to burn you.
Don't bother you. I don't want to inconvenience anyone.
You say as if you also aren't exactly like that.
100%. 100%.
I'd be like, stop looking for me.
Yeah. More like, I'm sorry I died. I don't mean to inconvenience you. That's what I would say. Yeah. My mom's going to kill me for dying and ruining it for everyone else.
They do go to Janet. They find her. They get her upright. She can't really stand on her own at this point. Like, she's very woozy.
Sad.
And they're like, all right, we're calling it. We're not making it to the summit on this one. We need to get back.
Yeah, you should have called it a long time ago.
Literally, yeah. I mean, again, oxygen deprivation, like, you make some bad choices. It makes you dumb up there.
Woo!
Yeah. I don't know what my excuse here is, like, on sea level.
Oh, I just need more oxygen. That's it. Yeah. Okay. So they're like, all right, let's try to get Janet back. And they get a little lost. They find their weird little ice cave. And at this point, Janet's like able to stand. And so McMillan's like, I'm going to go ahead and get help. Like, you guys seem okay. They're not. You guys seem fine. So McMillan leaves. So we're down to two people.
The dairy farmer and Janet.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. The dairy farmer and Janet. And on their descent, they fall. But Zeller says that they didn't take any serious damage. They just kind of fell.
Damage like their video game characters. Like
their health bar doesn't go down that much.
My hit points went down just a little bit. I'm like -3 to strength.
Plus -3 sliding down the mountain ability. Yeah.
And like at this point, Janet and Zeller can see the tops of like Camp 3. So they're like, oh, we're almost out of the woods. And Zeller's like, again, there seems to be a theme. Zeller's like, you seem good. I'm going to go ahead and go set up the tents because, like, that's something I should do. Mm-hmm. So Zeller and McMillan make it back to Camp 3 and Janet never shows up.
Okay.
So that was this is what we know. They come down after all this and they get questioned and like stories are not lining up. Zeller and McMillan have like slightly different accounts of what happened up there. McMillan swears that he saw the Argentine army at one point and a dead soldier. Yeah, because they just chill up there.
That's where they live.
This reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Homer and Mr. Burns get trapped in the cabin.
I was waiting to make the same reference. Yeah.
He's all, I've got power, political power. And then there's like,
is it the same
like
one
the presidents
where
and stuff?
Homer slides down the mountain. Or is that a different one?
Is that a different one or is that the same one? No, I think that's a different
That is a different one.
No, that might be the same one. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm going to be so embarrassed.
Okay. Yep.
If I don't
mean,
know
Simpsons have done so many of
these, they all blend together. I just remember that I have power, political power, and then all the ghosts show up behind him. That's what I'm picturing that guy being like, I have the Argentine army behind me. They were there the whole
time.
There's
nothing.
They didn't help me at all.
Anyway, so...
So he swears he saw the army and like a dead soldier in the snow. Later, he realizes that
it was
Janet. John Cooper.
Oh, John Cooper. Okay.
It was John. And so, yeah, things are just kind of sketch. And both Janet and John's families are told it's a mountaineering accident, which does happen. And John's family really wants his body back. Mm. Janet's family was told before she left, like, if I die up there, leave me up there.
I was going to say that's what I would say.
I don't want to inconvenience anyone. Yeah. I want you to spend the money.
Leave me.
Just, it's fine. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm dead.
Animals.
Yeah.
Like, and so, my ancestors would have, okay?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. As nature intended.
As nature intended. Let me make a stupid decision and get eaten by whatever lives there.
Yeah.
I don't even know if anything lives up that high.
That's true. Mm.
I think it's...
the Argentinian army.
It's the...
Yeah. They must get hungry up there.
So basically, summer of 1973, so we're a few months after this expedition, a group goes to try to find the bodies, and they do find John Cooper. He's about 150 yards from camp, which I'm just like...
He's
not even that far. And they... it's really hard to get bodies down from these climbs because they're like frozen solid, and it's hard enough to already like get yourself up and down that mountain versus however many pounds of dead weight.
Literally, no pun intended.
Sorry. Oh no.
I'm
not
so
laughing at
sorry.
Them. Guess I'm not laughing with them either. But
we're
like
just laughing.
We're laughing near them.
They do find his body, they bring him down, and they notice that he's like not on particularly rough terrain, and he's clutching his abdomen. Like his hands are literally frozen to his abdomen.
Oh.
And they're like, that's weird. And so they get him down and he starts to thaw, and they're able to do an autopsy. And there was like a puncture in his abdomen that went through all layers of his equipment. They describe it as like the size of a bullet hole.
Oh.
Yes. And the autopsy rules that it wasn't like exposure or this injury or anything like that that killed him. They say the cause of his death was cranial injury.
What?
So like what happened?
Did he fall? Oh no, it wasn't bad terrain.
Yeah, and that's other mountaineers are like, honestly, his clothes weren't ripped up, and if it had been a fall, like we would have seen more damage with his clothing, and like he would have been more battered that way. Something's weird here. And like
the autopsy guy backs up
the
Argentine soldier, basically, is like
they were
up there. Shot him, basically.
They look up from eating my dead body and shoot him right in the start.
They're like, no one's supposed to know we're up here.
Bam. It's so like Lee Harvey Oswald is up there. What the hell?
Oh boy.
Just camping out. The autopsy guy is like, we need to find Janet's body if we're gonna get answers. However, it takes them another like 3 years to find Janet.
To find
which
her?
Feels insane to me.
That's a long time.
I'm sorry, 2 years. They find her in 1975. She has horrific injuries. She's on a shallow slope. And they note that there's a rock on top of her body. Again, like there's some
interesting.
There's just like some weird circumstances happening.
Mm-hmm.
And this group that found her, it was just a father and son duo. So they like weren't equipped to bring Janet down.
What kind of father is this? My dad would have made sure that I'm
no
carrying dead bodies when we go mountain climbing. Kids these days have gone soft. The woke liberal media has ruined our ability to carry dead bodies up and down mountains. Men can't even be men anymore.
Soy boys.
Soy boys, exactly.
So they can't bring her down.
Oh, sad.
And so it's not until the next year that a group is able to like go and get her. And she's so buried in ice that they have to like cut off her left arm. Which is also just horrifying because there was just a left arm up there. Just for whoever to find. And
you know what? That's some other father and son hiking duo is going to find it. And it's going to make their
that's
day.
That's going to bring them together.
Yeah.
Look what we found. These are the dead.
Dad,
I'm
can
sorry.
We keep it? Yes, son. Bring it home to your mother as a gift.
They bring Janet down. And the same autopsy guy, which I'm sorry I keep calling him autopsy guy. I didn't write down his name.
It's okay.
Autopsy guy does the same. It's the same one. So he does the autopsy for her. and finds that she has just like horrific damage to her face.
Weird.
Like skin is like flapping off.
Ah!
Horrifying.
Sick.
And what else? Oh, they noticed that there were like really deep cuts on her boots, which was a weird thing to note. And then again, didn't die from exposure or oxygen or anything. Died from a cranial injury.
So when you're saying cranial injury, you're talking about like a hit to the head.
Yes.
Okay.
Like blunt force trauma.
Blunt force trauma kind of thing. Okay.
Wow.
Yep. And they conclude like neither of these injuries could have been self-inflicted. Like,
dude, they were murdered.
The autopsy team is convinced that foul play happened.
Whoa.
And so that's kind of where the story literally goes cold because, thank you. That's kind of all they had to go on. And so it's this kind of like, it becomes like folklore in the region and people are wondering what happened with Janet and John. Fast forward to February of 2020.
What?
Mm-hmm. Because of climate change and glaciers melting.
Right.
Certain things are emerging from the snow. And one of the things that was found was Janet Johnson's camera.
No.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, the lens was cracked, but that's it. That's the only damage it took.
Was it it was intact then? Like
intact.
Oh, my
Had
gosh.
Two rolls of film.
And I'm so excited.
Okay. So I feel like I have to warn you, we don't get answers from this.
That's okay. That's okay.
Which I wish we did. But it does kind of just build to the mystery because they take it to like an antique film restorer and the guy develops the film and he's like, first of all, this is in incredible shape. Like it could have just been taken off of the counter. Like it's fresh. Mm-hmm. And we see, I think it's also, I'll include some of the pictures. Because they're actually really lovely and It's like a weird, like kind of bittersweet moment because you're like, oh, this woman like was documenting her trip, and
that's really sad.
It's a little sad. There's a picture she has of herself, like she looks very happy. But the last few pictures are what are kind of notable, which is that the weather looks fine in these pictures, and they were pretty high up, and I think this was after Camp 3. Because they were able to like see when people were leaving based on the photos. And what they've concluded is like Janet was able to compose and focus this camera. Like she was clearly mentally well enough to like take these photos. So it doesn't make a lot of sense that she was out of it. So yeah, that's kind of what is revealed through these photos. I forgot to mention they also found a diary on John Cooper's body. And in that diary, he notes that, like, Janet did not get along with the rest of the group. He calls her, he says, she sure is weird. Like, that's what he says.
Ooh.
Which I was like,
if he weren't already gone, I would challenge him.
Yeah, it made me be a little like, no, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, he's dead. Any of this.
He says that she sure is weird. And he seems very annoyed that she can't contribute physically as much as the other guys. Like, says that she won't, like, pull her weight, which I'm like, okay. All right, dude. Or do you just not like that there's a woman?
I think it's that.
I think it's that. So I think there's just, like, enough unknown that we can't rule out that something horrifying didn't happen.
Wow.
And that's kind of what we know. It's wild.
I'm looking at some of the
speculation
photos.
Speculation time. What's your thought, Alyssa, as the resident expert on
My thought. I think, so at one point, Zeller mentions that he shot off a flare gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're kind of trying to find their way. So I wonder if that did any damage, like the wound. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, but
pure speculation. We're just riffing.
There has been like a love triangle has been supposed. I don't know if there's any evidence of that. Right. Ooh.
I think she was just a woman among a bunch of men and everyone's like,
I think she was on.
She was giving me looks the entire time.
It was love.
Yeah. She said that I'm not like other customers at the strip club, that I'm very different, that I'm one of the good ones.
I think that was the probably most likely.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think maybe she got on their nerves or something. Wow. Like, which is such a bummer, but I think decisions were made and
you think they killed her then?
I kind of maybe do.
Yeah.
I think there's enough unknown to be like, this doesn't feel like an accident.
No, especially because she didn't die of exposure.
Right.
And then she just went missing. Like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. She wasn't there anymore. I turned around and she was gone.
I saw
a rock hit her. I don't know who was holding the rock.
It was maybe me.
It looked like
I had a rock
hand,
at one point.
I don't know.
Boys will be boys. I don't remember.
Boys. Oh my God.
No matter where they go, but they'll still kill someone. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, it feels. Well, then what about John Cooper, though? Because he seems like if he got. Did anyone have a gun?
So the only thing I saw was that they had the flare gun.
Okay.
There were also theories that like these people fell and like hit themselves with their ice pick, which does happen.
Oh.
But neither body was discovered with their ice pick. Like, those have not been recovered. We've never found those. And so again, like it's just enough is off where it's weird. And the lack of like other injuries. If it's a fall, everything's getting hurt. Like,
right.
It wouldn't just be your head. Like you would be torn up.
I would say that maybe wild animals, but I don't even think.
A yeti, perhaps?
It was probably.
What'd you say?
A yeti, perhaps?
That is, no. That is only in Nepal.
Yetis aren't violent. It's called immigration, Hannah. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
The Yeti people also wanted to do the seven summits.
Yeah, exactly. People leave Nepal.
You calling me racist?
Yeah.
Here on my podcast? No, that's creepy. That's creepy.
Yeah, so I thought it was just a wild story. The camera resurfacing was really...
That's really trippy, yeah.
Crazy to me. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, so that's my tab. That's what I got.
Awesome.
I wish there was more closure to it because I also
I love unsolved things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean
but if
that.
I ever, yeah, if we ever figure out more, we can do an update.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dude, that's awesome.
Thank you, Alyssa. Wonderful job. Good job on your first tab.
You got me like hooked.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you enjoyed.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you for all of that. That's kind of my kind of story.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
God, are you
fits
good?
In nicely. Am I good?
You good?
You okay?
Did my thing freeze or something?
No.
Oh no, I missed it.
I just projected. I projected onto you. All right.
Hey there. This is Adreed Kava. Here to give that poor little guy host Kava a break. Hannah and I would like to ask you for help by going to nebula.tv/500opentabs and signing up for Nebula, where they have exclusives like Why Our TVs Wanted to Kill Us in 90s Movies by Tech Alter. Ever noticed that 90s movies were obsessed with evil media? Shows plunging societies into ruin, video games that trap and torture players, and VHS tapes that kill anyone that watches them? What caused this sudden obsession? These kinds of wonderful video essays never cease to amaze me. I had to get a master's and go countless thousands of dollars into debt. But you kids now? You can get an annual subscription to Nebula that gives you the same insights for the cost of a carton of eggs, at the time of this recording, probably. You can find this video and dozens of other high production originals on Nebula, a video streaming platform built by and for creators. And along with videos and podcasts, you can now learn new skills in Nebula's fully produced classes. Go to nebula.tv/500opentabs and get 40% off an annual subscription. By signing up, you can support other creators like Maggie Mayfish, Princess Weeks, and many more. Remember, sign up at nebula.tv/500opentabs. Otherwise, Hannah and I will assume you hate us and will cry much like host Kaveh is doing right now, from not being allowed to talk for a whole 2 minutes.
Do we have time to do little ones? Because mine can be shortened to like 5 minutes.
Mine can be pretty quick too. Should I go first? Do you want to go first? What do you want to do?
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
So my little mini tab is the Wikipedia page for March 27th, which is your birthday.
Which is today.
That's my birthday.
So this is coming out on March 27th. And I was like, what happened that day? And
that's
so I found a few weird things that happened. A lot of mass shootings.
Oh, no.
Well,
that's a bummer.
I didn't include any of those. For some reason, okay. March is when everyone's like, this is the time. Anyway.
This is the day.
This is the day. So besides like giant disasters and stuff and the you know, death tolls, a lot of other crazy thing happened. It's actually World Theater Day. I put that one in there for Kaveh. And everybody gets together and like performs in the street and stuff.
Escape it. I'm not leaving the house today.
Oh, you better not. You'll see like a mime on the corner and it'll just like jump on you.
Coming up to my window being like, it's a real window that they're touching now.
Mime is scary no matter what day it is. Oh, I mean,
any day. And it's also International Manatee Appreciation Day. So,
hell yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
That's great. Okay.
And
I can celebrate that.
International Whiskey Day. So pretty fun.
Okay. I'm going to get drunk and look at manatees today. That's going to be awesome.
Honestly, beat up a mime.
Beat up a mime. Drink whiskey, but beat fake. Up a mime. And then
boom, boom. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say anything.
This is fully visual what he just did. So watch on YouTube. And then I went down a few rabbit holes because there's a bunch of different calendars. And I was like, what's March 27th on other calendars?
Oh,
so,
okay.
Kaveh, I found that there's a Persian calendar. Did not
there
know
is.
That.
Yeah.
And you're born on the 8th day of
Farfig Newton. Farfig Newton.
Fig Newton.
Fig Newton.
Fig Newton. But really, what is it? 8th day of what is it? Farvardin.
Say it again. Far.
I derailed us. In Farvardin.
Din. Farvardin. I don't know. I don't actually know the months.
Wow.
Anyway, I disappointed everyone. I'm sorry.
It is the year 1403.
That I know.
In the Persian calendar. So.
Oh.
Yeah. There's the Mayan calendar.
In the 1400s.
Yeah, we're in the 1400s. It's the Muslim calendar.
Yeah.
So it just sort of goes around that itch. Yep. 1400.
There's a bunch of other calendars and it's wild. But as you know, you share a birthday with Quentin Tarantino and Mariah Carey.
Not me. We're back to Alyssa.
Back to Alyssa.
I think I knew that. What a bummer to me.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey and Tarantino.
Foot guy. And
they're not my favorites.
No.
I don't know.
Me either.
You're a hater on both of them, huh?
Not a hater. I don't need people coming at me for not being
just
a Mariah
not your
fan.
Favorite.
They're not your
my favorite.
Favorite.
No.
I'm just going to share three or four more things that happened on March 27th.
Okay.
Keep
the
going.
Urinal was patented.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, life good. Changing
in 1866.
The beginning
I'm gonna think about
of
this every birthday.
Yeah.
Typhoid Mary was finally arrested for knowingly spreading typhoid.
Right.
That's a fun one.
I know. The FDA approved Viagra in 1998.
Oh.
My birthday is interesting.
There's lots of stuff happening.
In 2005, Grey's Anatomy premieres.
I think it's funny that Whiskey Day coincides with Viagra because it's directly attacking Whiskey Dick is what it seems to be.
Maybe that's why they passed it.
I think that's why they did it. They're like, gentlemen, you don't have to stop drinking your whiskey.
We're not stopping the whiskey.
We fixed it.
And then my favorite,
Whiskey Dick
which
no
is...
more. Continue, sorry.
I just pictured like... Never mind. Anyway, I'm hyper focused on this, so I can't. I keep talking over everybody.
No, keep going.
I looked at the deaths on that day because why not?
Obviously,
and my eye got caught on one, and it was Hambletonian, daddy of them all, and
I have no idea what that means.
Hambletonian is a horse, and they nicknamed him daddy of them all because he had 1,300 horse children or whatever they're called.
Nope. That's too many.
That dude, I mean, like all these racehorses are like he's their dad.
He's the Genghis Khan of horse races. horses.
He's the horse Genghis Khan.
Ancestry.com.
He's the horse Khan, yeah. Ancestry.com.
It all goes back to him.
Hambletonian. Anyway, Hambletonian was a racehorse. He raced a bunch, and he died at the age of 26 after they put him out to pasture, which meant he just got to go bang a bunch of other horses and make a ton more horses. So, happy birthday.
That sounds like a good tab to go down at some point, by the way. I'm very curious.
I went down
about this.
And it's way more boring than you'd think.
it gets two sentences on the podcast.
It's tops. That's why it's a mini tab, a mini, mini tab.
Yeah, and the horse went and he ate grass and said nay and fornicated once more until the next mare came and he said nay once again.
10 minutes later.
10 minutes later. It's gigantic. Anyway, sorry. I was going to say horseshoes because he was very fast.
He was a large horse, yeah. I will say. He's a horse.
He's a horse.
And then I skipped this one. I skipped this one not on purpose, on accident. But in 1973, your birthday was Marlon Brando refused to accept Best Oscar for Godfather.
Oh.
And had Sasheen Littlefeather go on instead. Then I got down on... and went to her Wikipedia. It turns out she's not Native American. She was pretending.
Oh. Damn.
She was like Mexican or something.
And she was just pretending?
She faked being Native American until like a few years ago when she died. And her children were like, no, my mom's nuts.
She's not. She was like the Rachel Dolezal of her day, basically.
She was.
Holy shit.
And she like bought like the thing she wore to the Oscars was like, super basic Native American outfit with just like definitely like straight from a movie because it was. She kept that secret for her whole life.
Man, that used to be a cool thing that happened, but now it's a bummer.
She's a fraud.
Great.
I think the intent was still good though.
But then I got down another tab hole.
Speech was good.
About other people who have pretended to be Native American. And oh my goodness, there's so many.
Mm-hmm. Is it too many?
Too many. Yeah, mm-hmm. Too many.
That feels right.
That's a different tab. Anyway, March 27th, some stuff happened and happy birthday. That was my
Thank
mini
you.
Tab.
Oh, I loved it.
Wonderful.
I'm gonna have whiskey on my birthday just for this.
And manatees.
Yeah, and you better pet a manatee.
Yeah.
I wish I could. I love manatees.
Punch a mime. Get drunk.
It's dress up a full day.
As a Native American. No.
It's a full day, yeah.
Nope.
lots going on.
I'll tell you what I will not be doing.
Dressing up as a Native American. Good.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah, I don't recommend that.
Yeah, feels like a bad choice.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, what do you have?
Let's see. Okay, my tab is not that many, but it's a little bit in between. So I can go probably a little bit longer. You were very quick, Hannah. That was very many.
Made a mini. There's more. I could have added more.
You want to add? We don't have to end right there if you want to keep going.
Oh.
We have time.
I don't know. Fine.
If you want. If you don't want to do it, that's... I mean, we could end it right there. It's up to you.
I skipped this one because I know you don't want me to say this, but Singing in the Rain premiered. Is that one you like?
I liked Singing in the Rain. Yeah,
oh, nice.
I have no problem with that. I don't dislike Gene Kelly. I'm not a monster.
I'm just assuming that you don't like any... with music in it.
When we did do Singing in the Rain, I remember the thing I said about it when we watched it. I was like, this felt more like a dance movie than like a singing movie, which is why I liked it more because it was way more dancing than anything else, which I was like, that's cool. I like that.
That's fair. It is a lot of dancing.
It's quite a lot of dancing. It's still beautiful. Yeah.
I love that movie. Yeah. That's a great one.
It is. I've seen it once. That's my contribution right. to it.
Good job.
In 1980, Mount St. Helens DeGeneres becomes active after 123 years.
I remember Mount St. Helens.
And then it erupts. You remember it? Oh, no. You just learned about it.
I mean, I'm not that old, but yes. Yeah. I don't remember it actually happening. I'm saying I remember the story of Mount St. Helens. I went to Mount St. Helens when I was a kid.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah. We went to go see it. My aunt took me.
Whoa.
Or took us.
It's supposed to like erupt again?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. No, I feel it's like the everything's other supposed one. To erupt or what were you talking about?
Is it Etna? No, that's in Italy. What's the one that's in Washington? I can literally see it from my window right now. What is that called? Rainier. I can see Mount Rainier. Oh. And apparently that one's also a volcano.
Is it?
Oh, good. That one's real tall.
Yeah.
Like
it looks wrong. It looks like it's
It does. Just it looks like someone photoshopped it into the sky.
Frankly, it looks kind of dumb.
Wow. Some Mount Rainier slander here on this
What's
podcast.
What's it
going
to do? Erupt today and kill me? Yes. Yeah, am I in the blast zone? Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Hannah suddenly dies from blunt force trauma to the head and a gunshot wound to her abdomen from the Argentine army. Mysteriously appearing in Seattle.
I think that they're just here for Comic-Con.
Yeah. They're here for Emerald City.
That makes sense.
They're here for Emerald City. Anyway, Milton Berle died on your birthday too. So
sad.
Sorry.
Thanks for bringing it down.
That's my job. Let me end on a good one. Oh, there's not one.
Oh, great.
Oh, just that in North Korea, it's the year 113. So, Charlie Chaplin got the Legion of Honor Award in the 40s.
Okay.
That's it. I'm done. Cool. That's my tab.
That's your
tab.
That's
March 27th.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to cling to the whiskey and the manatees.
Yeah. Whiskey and manatees, all that matters.
And yeah, most importantly, all that matters is Alyssa Cooper was born on March 27th. That was the most important Wikipedia. If anybody wants to submit this to the Wikipedia page of March 27th,
put me in there.
Put her
in
there.
They will find it and delete it immediately.
Immediately, yeah. What we need is for someone to write up an article. Someone needs to do, like Newsweek needs to cover this.
Yep.
Mm.
And then they can source it back. Notable person. Notable individual, Alyssa Cooper.
Born.
Someday. That's my goal.
Someday. You'll be on the list of people born on March 27th.
I believe in you.
I'm not official yet.
Wikipedia is official. Anyway, that's my tab. Just a bunch of random sentences. Your turn, Ravi.
My tab is an article from CNN.com by Jack Bantock. And the title is, Six Bull Sharks Inadvertently Made Their Home on an Australian Golf Course, Then They Vanished.
Did they find their camera, at least?
Did they leave a camera?
Did they leave
Blunt
a camera?
Force trauma to the head. All six sharks.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. R.I.P.
Anyway,
so the little blurb says, there were reports of loud splashes, large dark shapes moving below the lake surface, even laughed off claims of a tall dorsal fin knifing through the water. The Carbrook shark became a kind of folk legend, Australia's own Bigfoot Yeti, or most similarly of all, the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh,
Australia doesn't need any of those.
How far is this place from ocean? Like, ocean. How did the shark get it?
I will explain. Yes, exactly. That's the first thing I thought. I don't actually have the exact mileage. But so the golf course in question is in Carbrook, which is in Queensland. So it's right by the water. Not the golf course literally isn't by the water, but the city is. So this area apparently is very prone to flooding. And much like our friends in South Fork and Johnstown, everybody there is just sort of like...
Used to it. This podcast in like a year, it's just going to be us referencing horrific disasters that we've talked about in every episode. It's just like,
it's horrifying.
Oh yeah.
But it's fascinating.
They're like, that's not a flood. That's a knife. I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of.
There's some Simpsons again. I see you've played Knifey Spoonie. What was it?
Knifey Spoonie before.
I see you've played Knifey Spoonie before.
That was a Crocodile Dundee reference, but I think that's half of what Simpsons is referencing anyway.
Yeah.
Really? I'm like, I don't actually know much about Australia beyond what I know in pop culture. To be fair, I was reading about some of this stuff and I was like, you know, I have like a huge gap of Australian knowledge. Like, I don't know shit about Australia. I only know like Simpsons and Mad Max and like some Finding Nemo. Yep. That's basically it.
Yeah. That's Bluey. A lot of my knowledge.
Oh, Bluey. Is Bluey Australian?
Bluey is. Oh my gosh.
Oh. I've never watched Bluey.
It's the best kids show on earth.
I know that everyone loves it. Yeah. I've never seen it though.
I wish I mean, I'm so glad that it exists so that I don't have to watch like Peppa Pig or whatever. Anyway.
Peppa Pig.
Continue.
Okay. So you've got your bull sharks, right? And bull sharks are large and stout. And a female, which is always bigger than the male, can get up to roughly 8 feet long and 290 pounds. which to me, what's interesting is ratio wise, that's kind of what you would think of a person. So if a person was like 8 feet tall, you'd think they'd probably be around 300 pounds, which is really funny because usually you think of like sea animals as being like really dense and like disproportionately heavy. But like, I don't know, I feel like if a bull shark ever comes out of the water, it's like an even fight. Like we can take them. It's like a regular person.
we'll be okay.
Yeah. So just start lifting weights. You can fight a bull shark.
If I have my golf course,
your golf club. Yeah.
Bam!
My golf clubs. Just I think I'll win.
Blunt force trauma, that guy.
To the bull shark head. The males are slightly smaller. They're about 7 feet and 210 pounds. Again, somewhat relatively decent size to humans, which I thought was interesting. That's not really relevant here. I just thought it was a fun fact. Bull sharks are kind of interesting because they are, and I had to look this up. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's urehaline is the term. I apologize if I'm reading that incorrectly, which means that they can survive in non-salt water because they have some like weird biology where they can just like hold on to salt in their bodies for long extended periods of time. Even though, so they could just sort of like hang in like fresh water for a little bit. Yeah. I assume it's because they're always traveling with a can of olives or something. I don't know. They're just like popping in salty stuff constantly. So
that's just exactly what I thought.
It's exactly what they have salt bays inside them doing this thing the whole time. Just being like, here's more salt. I know that was the worst joke. Please murder me. Continue.
Millennial.
So
we're keeping that in.
Please. Anyway, so in 1996, there's this one big flood that happens and it's crazy. And then there are these young bull sharks and they're chilling in the river nearby. It's called the Logan River and it's raining a lot. And then, you know, they're probably just swimming around, I don't know, eating pickles and top ramen and washing it down with Gatorade to keep up their saline levels. And this flood just raises them up like they're riding an elevator because there's so much water. And they're just sort of swimming along. They don't really know what's happening. Gosh. They don't know where they're going. And they look and they see like another little body of water. And there's six of them, right? And which basically means they're like the cast of Friends. They all look out for each other. They celebrate each other's wins. They cry when they're sad.
They break up a lot.
Exactly.
They're overrated.
Boring.
Oh, no.
And so the Monica of the group is like, check it out, you guys. There's a huge one-bedroom apartment no person of my age with a minimum wage job could ever afford. Let's go there. And they do.
In any decade.
In any decade.
Wow.
Turns out it's a 51-acre lake near the golf course's 14th hole. And the flood subsides.
Oh, my God.
And now they just live in the lake. And
I love that.
Right? Relocated.
If I was this golf course, I'd be like, we are rebranding
now. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Land
and
shark.
The sharks love it. Yeah. They're like, dude, this is awesome. Joey can like eat golf ball sandwiches. Chandler can make fun of people when they swing incorrectly. Rachel can have a famous haircut. It's going to be awesome. It's fantastic. And
Phoebe can be blonde.
Phoebe can be blonde and play songs on the guitar.
She likes cats.
She does like cats. Smelly cat.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's redeeming.
Smelly shark. Smelly shark.
I've seen the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. That is one of hers.
No. Good.
And they live there.
I need to be able to back up my jokes when I insert them, but I can't. Go. Your turn.
So much anger at Friends right now.
I'm coming in hot today. I don't know why.
So these sharks, it's like the last episode. No, I'm going to have a laughing fit. Okay. So they're chilling. They live in this lake for close to 17 years. For 17 years.
What?
This terrible show stays on the air. I'm sorry. I mean, they stay alive.
terrible show. God.
And then they have a season finale.
They have
and
a
then...
season finale, yeah. So these sharks are trapped there for, they're just living. They're happy. They're eating. And it's a kind of a mystery because people are like, you know, I guess there's enough saline in this lake and there's enough salt in the water where they're able to live and there's enough fish. And they were bulls, so they were a little bit younger. So essentially they grew up in this lake like over the course of all those years.
Whoa.
And they're not able to go back, and the lake doesn't have access to the ocean or to the other river. So they're not going back. They're just there the whole time. And they sort of become, Alyssa, kind of like to your point, they become like celebrities of this golf course. Everyone becomes like emotionally invested in them. Everybody desperately wants to know if Shark Ross and Shark Rachel will end up together. It's going to be all friends jokes, Hannah. Sorry.
Do it.
And eventually a bull shark was added to the club's logo. And also, its youth program was named the Junior Shark Academy. And feedings were held at tournaments and corporate events, including one special wedding in 2009 where all six sharks appeared at once.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are they still married?
I would be so psyched.
I bet they're still married. That's
you imagine,
good luck.
Can you imagine how much that appearance fee costs? It's quite a lot.
Ross would do it for free.
He'd do it for free.
Yeah.
And in 2013, and in 2013, there's another huge flood. And suddenly, suspiciously, there's no more sightings of the sharks. And there's different theories about this. Some think they got washed back out into the river to the ocean. Some think that they broke contracts to pursue movie careers. It's hard to say.
It's probably that one.
Two sharks were confirmed dead, unfortunately. One they saw that was floating on the surface, so it sort of died for whatever reason, natural causes, so to speak. But then one was killed by illegal fishing. So, so somebody came in and fished it. So the Carbrook general manager, Scott Wagstaff, who had never noticed any sign of ill among the sharks in more than 100 sightings, saw them only fleetingly after the fishing death. And there is this doctor, his name is Dr. Peter Gaussman, who published a paper on the sharks, believes it was unlikely the remaining sharks died in a natural way due to sodium loss or by any other anatomical failure, given their adaptability. And therefore, theorizes the further illegal fishing is the most likely explanation for their disappearance.
What kind of person
seriously
would take that joy from us?
Truly.
Bastards.
Wow.
What a bummer.
Yeah. But regardless, the staff of Carbrook eagerly await another flood to hopefully bring their shark friends back to the course or even a new batch so they could have a reboot. Hopefully, don't do a reboot. Just do a new batch of shark friends.
It's a new season. It's How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Shark Mother. Yeah.
Shark Mother.
How did you bring up? We were both trapped in a pond for 17 years and we watched our friend get killed. And that's how we met each other.
Fished out. They might have all died together.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad. A bummer.
You brought for a moment it was fun. For a moment everybody was really excited. They love them there. They don't know if they got fished to death or anything. That's the theory. Wow, I didn't think I would bring it with a downer.
No, it's
sorry, I'm just really attached to animals.
Yeah, me too. That's why I was
I'm
really
in a
happy
very chaotic
sharks.
Mood right now, so I don't know.
Wow, this was in 2013.
2013 is when they sort of like then no one saw them anymore after that.
Sad.
I think it's time to get some more sharks for that golf course.
I think they said that they're going to try and like expand, and do it.
Let's put them back in. Let's go find more.
Yeah, I think all golf courses should have sharks, and then golfers can fall in, hopefully get eaten by them, so that we won't have golf courses anymore, and then we could use that space for real estate and to house the homeless. But that's just
and
my George
Carlin like, drive.
and to save water, because we will be having water wars here soon. So
100%.
Should we see who can make it the saddest? Let's see who can make this the saddest.
Oh boy.
I'll give you the saddest thing we're going to do.
I'm like,
go for it.
The saddest thing is going to be having to close our tabs now. It's time, but collectively, okay. Let's decide, what are we going to do? What's our sound going to be, Alyssa? You get to decide.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. What do we...
Yeah, there aren't very many. Sound of a dying horse? I don't know.
An arm getting sawed off of... in ice?
Yeah, just...
No, firing squad. Firing squad from the Argentine army.
Oh my God. I'm going to try to find that sound effect.
I like the arm sign. The arm sign.
We can like saw off an arm.
Maybe not.
The sound of something melting? Ice melting?
Or the sound of sharks in water. Or a clip from Friends.
It's a clip from Friends. Wait, it's the clap, 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 clap.
So no one from told you that was gonna be this way. Now I'm gonna get flagged on YouTube. We're not gonna be able to.
Oh,
they're like, your podcast is forever banned because you sang something from something else. TBD. Well, we've given you some options, but we'll see. We look forward.
We'll see what I can find.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready to pull up your tabs?
Ready.
Hannah, you ready?
Yeah, got him.
All right, Alyssa, you get to count us down.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Closed.
Closed.
Yeah.
Man.
That does feel good. I like that.
Yeah. That was an excellent sound effect that I don't know what it is yet, but I enjoyed hearing it.
Yeah, good choice.
It was perfect.
It worked really well.
All right. We are moving on to listener emails. And our first email I'm going to go is from Eve, who unfortunately did not let us know where Eve is from. But Eve wrote, "Hi, you two. I am totally loving the podcast so far. Here is a horrifying but astonishing tab I closed this week. Do not click if you're afraid of spiders."
So recede into the distance.
I'll read you just the blurb.
Yesterday, my son walked up to me and gave me a live spider. I was like, look, put it in my hand, and I almost died.
Died.
Go on.
No.
He's not afraid, though. That's good.
I'm derailing again. Please.
No. It's okay. I always feel bad that I'm not more... Like, I conceptually like spiders, but I'm also, like, not into touching them or holding them or anything. But
I'm glad they exist, but I know don't that they're good. Come in my house.
They're a force of good.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
They're more useful.
I don't want them by me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want them in my... Apparently, we don't really eat that many when we sleep. Remember the whole urban legend? Like, you eat like 7 of them a year or something?
We don't eat any.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Because like a spider's like, this is danger.
Yeah.
Don't go
like
in
teeth,
there.
Teeth, mouth. That sounds gross. It's wet.
Yeah.
Or in my case, just bad breath.
I just opened the link before.
Is it bad? Should I not open it?
I actually think it wasn't that bad because I was expecting like a close-up picture of like a spider. But I'll just read you.
Oh, is it the... Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'll read you the thing. It says, this 4-acre indoor web was home to 107 million spiders.
No.
The blurb. Do you guys want me to send you the photo? I know you guys want to see the photo. Yeah? It's okay. It's not too bad.
Why is it so much?
It just looks dirty. You can't really see. There's so many spiders that it just looks like dirt.
No. I hate it so much.
This photo of a section of a 4-acre web.
I'm seeing is just spiders?
Spiders. Yeah, let me read it. So this is a photo of a section of a 4-acre web that was found in 2009 at the Baltimore wastewater treatment plant in Maryland. According to Wire, who ran these photos last week, an estimated 107 million orb-weaving spiders of different species assembled a mega web inside of one of the plant's buildings. Working
Kill
together.
Me.
mega web.
It looks like a haunted house.
What was the spider from
they're just in there.
Lord of the Rings?
Shelob. Lob, sorry, not Shelob. Shelob.
Catherine's going to kill me for getting that wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Shelob.
I almost killed you. I'm just kidding.
Just now.
Whoa, there's an up close one.
Yeah. You can read the entire scientific article published about it here. Cheers, Eve. Eve, thank you. That was terrifying, but fun.
That was horrific.
That was horrific. Awful. Although it was cool to see spiders working together. I feel like you don't really see that often. Not that I, much like Australia, I haven't read a lot about spiders.
Why do I keep looking?
You can't look away.
I don't know. It's like a car accident.
Yeah, get out of here. Okay. Oh, God.
And there's people just standing under these webs. I would be don't screaming look the at this entire link. Time.
If you don't if like spiders, don't look at it.
I'd just scream. You good?
I would die. I would just die on the spot.
Yeah.
And then they would wrap me in their web and I would
like Shelob, yeah.
become a part of
heroes,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Heroes
Sam
funeral.
Would come save you.
Yeah. Oh, I hope.
Pry open you just took the face part. Yeah. And you just like a bunch of foam come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to come back from that. I think I want to not have to live
who's
with memories.
Who's going to take the ring? If you don't come back from it, who's going to take the ring to Mount Doom?
It's true.
The spider. Spider's going to do it.
Spider.
No.
Yeah. Next one. I'm unable to move on from the spiders, but I'm going spiders. To because this is a professional podcast and I am a professional. All right. So this one comes in from Helia from Finland.
Finland.
And Helia says, greetings from Finland. Yeah, I got a Finland one. Greetings from Finland.
Hell
mostly
yeah.
Loving the podcast. However, I now feel self-conscious about my meticulous habit of deleting all tabs. I now feel self-conscious about my meticulous habit of deleting all tabs down to less than 5 when more than 50 have accumulated. That is not anything
it's
to feel.
A bad thing. Yeah, that sounds like a good
no,
thing.
No,
that sounds like
means,
you
yeah,
don't get attached.
You're pretty functional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's the
slain tabs were, here is the list of slain tabs. Listings of houses I'll never live in. Endless symptoms that mean your cat will die unless you take them to the emergency vet at once.
Oh, no.
I have the same ones. It's like, my cat was drooling. I'm like, well, he's in liver failure. It's like, oh, no.
That's it for him.
Yep.
And Star Trek fan fiction. I forgot I've already read.
Oh, nice. Whoa. Did they say what the fan fiction
is? I endeavor to open... Oh, we'll get there. I endeavor to open strange, upsetting, and possibly whale-based tabs every time you close one. Once I read a respectable 100, I'll return with a tale or a recommendation regarding homoerotic treks through the stars.
Love it.
/fic, Star Trek /fic, right there.
We're here for
with
it.
Determined regards to open all the tabs, Helia.
Thank you, Helia, from Finland. That's so exciting.
Yeah. That's great.
Finland. Somebody in Finland listens to us.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
That is really
cool.
Have you ever
seen like the show, man, what's their name? The thing, I'm most familiar with Finland because of this group of guys. They're like the Finnish Jackass. Have you ever seen them?
I don't know them. No. They do pranks
hang on.
And stuff.
Yeah, but they're like, you think Jackass is insane? Oh, the Dudesons.
The Dudesons? That's an amazing name.
Yeah.
Dude, these people are insane. Like, you think Jackass is crazy. This is above that.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Helia, for writing in.
Yeah. If you guys have a tab that you've closed that we've inspired you to close, please go ahead and write us an email. We are 500opentabs@gmail.com. That's 500opentabs@gmail. As always, give us a little blurb about what it is. Please include the link. And most importantly, tell us where you're from, because so we can get really excited and know about Dude Bros. What was it called? Like people from Finland? What was the
Dudesons.
Show? Dudesons.
Dudesons.
Dudesons. And that about takes us to the end. I can't believe it's already over, Alyssa.
I know.
It went fast to me. I hope. I mean,
it did.
I feel like we did good.
We did.
You did
wonderfully.
Oh, wait,
I can't speak
yet.
For us, but you. Yeah.
You did great.
Oh, you did.
Good job, team.
Good job.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be on the show and to prepare. It takes time, right? To prepare a tab. People don't realize this. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's legit. I yeah. literally was like, oh, this is writing an essay. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's, and then I was like, oh, I need to look up like heights of mountains and open more tabs. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I'm
make
not
sure
actually
the article
you're
reading isn't fake.
Right. Like, or right wing propaganda. And you're like, oh, whoops.
Right. Oh, can't do this tab.
Or anti Argentinian army. Like, yeah.
Right. Oh, no. That's going to be, yeah, exactly. It's going to be the whole thing. Yeah.
I love the Argentinian army. Okay.
I don't know if that's what we want to.
Yeah.
I'm pure chaos today.
Wow, Hannah.
Wow. Close this up with something else. Thank you for listening. You
Thank
can
you
follow
for being
us
a spider.
500 open tabs.
Keep going. Do it.
We're
Alyssa, you can close this out
tabs.
If you want.
Oh, my
gosh. That's a lot of pressure.
You
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Keep it Josie? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
Still?
I don't know.
Forever?
My sister-in-law who listens to this is going to be like, you wanted me to write in and not now my name's on the podcast. So
we have multiple Josies here in our
that's
organ.
Great.
Yeah.
Join the Discord.
Yeah. Join the Discord. Don't forget, apparently, somehow a lot of people don't realize that we are on YouTube. This is a video podcast. Mm-hmm. So if you listen to this podcast exclusively, not video, just audio, realize that there is a video version that you can watch. It's on YouTube. Follow us on our social media accounts. Please subscribe, rate, follow the sponsor links, our personal socials. Oh, Alyssa, why don't you tell people where they can find you?
Yeah, Alyssa, you're an artist. Yeah.
I am an artist. You can find me on Instagram at Steamboat Lissy. That's Lyssie.
Cool.
Very cool.
That's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah,
she does. Really, I love your illustrations. They're fun.
Thank you.
And you can follow me at Hannah Hillam on everything. And
I'm at Covetarian on Twitter and at Permafriends on Instagram. And that's it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
We'll catch you guys at the next one. And keep it,
Josie.
That was me trying to do all of us in together. And it failed completely.
Great.
It's time to know. And it's the time of your life.
Bye.